Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Into this era, God said, this is the era of Goshen. And I've always been fascinated and intrigued with the whole concept of Goshen. When we read it in the Bible, how Israel occupied a land called Goshen. And we've done some studies off and on Goshen, and it's important, it's imperative that we, the body of Christ, understand now where we are. Where we are not just on the calendar, but on the Hebrew calendar and in God's timing. It's imperative that we know where we are. The sons of Issachar, the word says, had understanding of times. And they knew what Israel was to do. And we pray that often. We desire, Lord, the same spirit, the spirit of Issachar. We want to understand the times. You know, so much down through the years, every war that breaks out, you know, every earthquake or something, Jesus coming tomorrow. You know, any flood, Jesus coming. You know, fear mongers. They don't understand that Acts says this, that the heavens retain him. All right? Tell somebody he ain't going nowhere till the heavens release him. But the Bible says the heavens retain him until the restoration, till the restoration of all things. And God has left that assignment to his church. Now, if you're just thinking in a natural sense with your reasonings and your logics, you'll miss it. Because when the church was birthed in the book of Acts, 12 of them. 12. Minus Judas plus Matthias turned the world upside down. The known world upside down. 12 of them. So it doesn't take, you know, the mega. It takes the omega. Amen. And this is the era that we are entering into. Now, let me establish the reality, the fact that Goshen is not the final destination. It's not the final destination. It's what God is going to do for his people while he deals with the systems of this world. If you follow, you know, the news at all, or you don't even have to follow the news. You can hear from here and there, but you know that God has marked the systems of this world for judgment. Amen. The prince of the power of the world, the prince of the power of the air, Ephesians 2 and 2, is Satan himself. These systems, our system, America the beautiful. Make America great again. No, do some history. Do some history. Do some history on Europe. Because I won't get into this too much, but God is about to deal with all the nations that had to do with colonialism. All the nations that were built off the back of slaves. All the nations that went in and pillaged and destroyed, millions and millions destroyed and killed for the sake of greed. See, there's a reckoning. You got to understand, there's a moral principle that governs the universe. Whatever you sow, you will reap it at some point in time. And I'm here to tell you, the 400 years are up. That's why there's a shaking, and we're starting to see things shake. But that's not a time for you to become afraid. That's a time for you to get your boots on, get your jacket on. Amen. Tighten up your belt because it's time to move out. I'm not talking about get out of here, but move from that oppression into a true freedom. Amen. That's another era. But we're entering into the era of Goshen. And as leaders, that's why you must be delivered from fear and anxiety. Amen. You got to be delivered from that, seeing these things. Because the word says that men's hearts are going to fail for fear of seeing what's coming on the earth. During the time of the Great Depression, people that had lots of money, when everything fell, they jumped. Many of them lost their mind because their hope was in their money. It was mentioned yesterday about spending from the pocket of Jehovah. You have to understand something. God is doing this not necessarily for your prosperity, but for purpose. Now, in the midst of it, there'll be prosperity, but you got to understand where the wealth is. It's in Him. It's not in the bank. Because money's going to fail. Your 401k ain't the answer. Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. I see people checking out. No, that's not the answer. You got to find covenant relationship. This thing's going to get real supernatural. Let me start because I want to talk to you in this 10 minutes that I have. I got a few more than 10 minutes. Well, let me just say something about time. Because in this new era, you know, temperance is going to be imperative. Amen. Ain't going to be no overlapping. Because God says now, it's got to be now. God said wait 3 days. You got to wait 3 days, not 2 days and, 3 hours. Temperance. It's going to be a time where the spirit of the prophet has to be subject to the prophet. We all got to work on that. Come on, say, we all got to work on that. Because you're going to have to be in the right place at the right time with the right attitude, with the right mindset. Not late, not early, but you have to be there. As I said, this season coming is going to be very restricting. This is why God has prepared you in the wilderness. That's why you've dealt with loneliness and a sense of emptiness and friendlessness. Like nobody really understands. Nobody you can really talk to. You try to pour your heart out, and people don't really, it's like they don't really understand what you're talking about. Because God is reserving you for Himself. Amen. I said, you're going to be His instrument. But that type of training comes through, iron sharpening iron as well. How well do you receive correction? Does it take you 5 days, after you get over the pouting? We see you in about another month. Come back to church. Or are you pliable, like we've been talking about? So, Goshen began with Joseph. It began with Joseph. Before Israel ever needed a Goshen, as a place of preservation, Joseph already been positioned in Egypt. What does that mean to us? And we'll look at the new covenant Goshen, which is Christ. But God sends out a frequency. A dog can hear better than us. If I had a dog whistle and we had some dogs, somewhere around, I could blow that whistle. None of us would hear it. But the dog's ears would go up because they're hearing on another frequency. Those salamanders and little lizards that run around here? Try to catch one. Try to catch it. They on another frequency. They see you coming. They gone. You You try to catch it, boom, it's gone. Because how about a cat? You ever see a cat deal with a snake? Even venomous snakes. The snake is, and if you look at it in slow motion, the cat done already figured him out. He'd have leaped back before the, and the snake right there can't get him. They're on another frequency. See, God sent a Joseph before them as a frequency. Your hearing is imperative. Bible says, take heed what you hear. Time out for all the foolishness. All the just preaching to be happy. You know what I mean? All the flaky, carnal, superficial stuff. No, God says a new era has begun. Amen. And the world is going to get really dark. But that's not a time for us as the body of Christ to worry or panic, because that is an indication that your deliverance, his return, is near. It's like labor pains. When a mom is having a child and the labor starts, initially the labor pains are not, they're far apart. But as the time of the birth draws near, they get closer and closer, right? Well, this is the beginning of sorrow. So God says we're entering another era and it's time to prepare. The Goshen. Because God is not going to take you out. He's going to preserve you in. It's not a time of survival. It's a time of preservation. Why you're here right now? People say, well, I survived. No, you didn't survive. God preserved you. Get your thinking right. No, we've been preserved. The purpose in your life has been preserved by God. You could have been dead. You could have been gone. But God said, no, there's a purpose there that I'm preserving. I'm holding it to the last days, because they're called into the kingdom for such a time as this. Tell somebody right now, you're called into this kingdom for such a time as this. Goshen. There's a sound. You got to be able to hear the sound. When Christ hung on the cross, and when he gave up the ghost, he said, it is finished. He said it with a loud voice. You have to understand, first of all, you die on the cross, you die of suffocation.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.